Inside of you, there's a superhero that is waiting to be unleashed. Kaya lang, meron tayong mga struggles, meron tayong mga difficulties or obstacles sa buhay natin na kailangan natin i-overcome for us to become a superhero that we desire to be. And you know, like I also said last Friday, okay, the only time you can be a superhero is when you become the person that God wants you to be. And when you become the person that God wants you to be, then you are on your way to become the superhero that you desire. And last week, we talked about you have to overcome insecurities and you have to accept the truth, na ano yung truth, na ikaw ay unique. Alright? Nakakaiba ka. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Pangalawa, accepted ka. Hindi mo kailangan i-prove yung sarili mo. God already accepted you. Pangatlo, you are what? Unconditionally loved. Mahal ka ng Diyos. Wala kang kailangan patunayan or gawin. And because of that, yung insecurities mo, liliit. And because of that, lumit yung insecurities mo, nawala yung insecurities mo. Now, you can serve God wholeheartedly. And then, you can be the man and the woman that God has called you to be. And tonight, we're not going to talk about overcoming obstacles. We're going to talk about a decision. Isang decision, listen. Isang decision, one decision that you need to do in order for you to become the superhero that you desire. So, hindi ko na ba natagalin to? Okay? Like we always do, I want to invite you to bow your heads, close your eyes. Let's ask God to be with us and let's just pray. Lord, we are humbling ourselves tonight, asking you to speak to us. And I pray even right now, as we talk about your word, Lord, I pray you will open our hearts to receive from you. Take away any distractions, take away any worries, take away any concerns. And even right now, give us, Lord, a focused mind and ears so that everything that we will talk about tonight will never escape our ears, God. Lord, I pray whatever we will hear tonight, it will be planted in our hearts, God, and it will change our lives forever. God, help us to make a decision tonight to be part of a group that will lead us towards loving God. Lord, this is our prayer, God. Bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, before I start, let's just watch this video clip so we can jump on kung anong gusto natin pag-usapan tonight.
This society won't accept us. We form our own. The humans have played their hand. Now we get ready to play ours. Who's with me? No more hiding.
Never
read
my mind.
I promised you a great many things, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
Take care of him. Forget. Mutants and proud.
All right. How many of you here, you've seen that movie, X-Men First Class? For those of you hindi niyo pa napapanood, panoorin niyo sa YouTube lang namin yata kinuha yon. All right. You know, on that scene, okay, let me just explain to you. Sa scene na yon, yung mga young mutants, alright, namimili sila kung anong group or kaninong group sila sasama. Tama? Okay, some, si Mystique, tama ba? Si Mystique ba yung parang may ano, may scale? Is that right? Yeah. She chooses na sumama kay Magneto. And then, yung ibang mutants, sumama sa grupo ni Charles Xavier, which is the good guys. And Magneto, yung grupo nila, they are the bad guys. And you know, while watching that scene, it's very important not to realize bakit yung mga mutants, namimili sila ng grupo sa samahan nila. You know why? You know why? Because the group that they will choose to be part of will dictate kung ano yung gagawin nila as a person, and it will dictate the future they're going to have. And you know, while watching that scene, I can't help to think, alright, now how many of us here, we are part of a group, and we don't even know that this group that we are part of, they're actually influencing us on the things that we do today and the future that we're going to have. And while watching that scene, you know, I can't help to think, merong isang dilemma, there's one dilemma that every young person that faced today, kung papanoorin mo yung eksena na yan. You know what's that dilemma that every young person faced today? And it can be reflected in that movie. You know what's that? Every young people today doesn't want to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. That's why those mutants, those young mutants, are choosing kung kaninong grupo nila sasama because they don't want to be left out. Ayaw nila na maiwanan sila. Ayaw nila na mag-isa sila. How many of you here are agreeing with me that you don't want to be alone? You go to your campus, who wants to be alone? Gusto mo ba buong 4 years mo sa high school, ikaw lang mag-isa? Me and my backpack. Me and my bag. Gusto mo ba yun? I'm enjoying. I'm having a great time. Gusto mo ba yun? Nag-college ka, ako ulit ang backpack ko. Ako ulit ang... You don't want to be alone. Is that right? And because you don't want to be alone, we choose a group that we think that is best for us. Tama? Naghahanap tayo ng grupo na we can fit in so that, you know, ma-cure yung longing natin na hindi tayo mag-iisa. We want to choose a group, we want to be part of a group that we think that is best for us. I think nasa PowerPoint ko yun, pwede mo na siyang ilabas. Nawala ako ah. Na-carried away yung nagpa-PowerPoint sa akin. And you know, we want to be part of a group that we think is best for us. You know why? Because we don't want to be alone. You know, I remember when I was a student, sabi nila, kapag high school ka daw, yun daw yung best time ng buhay mo. Do you agree? Are you agreeing with me? You know what? I so agree with you. Nag-a-agree ako. You know, prior to going to high school, sabi ng nanay ko yun, sabi ng mga maratandang nakakausap ko, enjoy mo yung high school kasi nag-high school ako sa University of the East. Okay, sa Recto. How many of you here, taga-UE? Yo! May mga taga-UE. Kaya lang, talo tayo sa UAAP. Anyway, wala pa tayong tatalunin this season. Anyway, that's not the point. My point here is, sabi nila, may enjoy mo rin yung high school life mo. So, ang goal ko, nung pumasok ako sa high school, kailangan, ma-enjoy ko talaga to. So, paano ko siya ma-enjoy? Ako lang ba mag-isa? Hindi. I need to find a group. I need to find someone, okay, na I can belong to. I can be part of. Gusto kong magkaroon ng grupo para naman ma-enjoy ko to. So, ang goal ko, gusto kong sumikat. Gusto kong maging sikat sa classroom namin. So, ang ginawa ko, alam mo ginawa ko? Umanap akong grupo, yung maratalino. Diba? Kasi pag matalino, mukha ka na rin matalino, diba? Sino to ginagawa yun? Aminin. Hinaalam ko yung pero matalino rin ako, ha? So bagay kami sa grupo namin. Okay? So nag-aalam ako ng hinahanap yung matalino. So pag may mga exam, top kami sa mga exam. Alam ko, alam nyo, naging honor student ako ng first year high school. Ako hindi ko alam kung paano. Kasi sabi ko, kinamahan ko na yung matalino. Siguro nahawa ko sa kataniluhan nila. So, di ba? And, no, hanggang second year, ganun yung ginagawa ko. Pero sabi ko, parang hindi ako sumisikat dito kasi matalino na yung sinasamahan ko. Kailangan, sikat talaga ako sa klase ko. So, ang ginawa, alam nyo, ginawa ko, kinibigyan ko yung magagandang girls. Hindi ba ako Christian ito, ha? Just to have the disclaimer, right? Kinibigan ko kasi guys, kasi kaibigan ko yung magagandang girls, kaibigan ko yung matatalino. So sikat ako. So yun yung ginawa ko first year, second year. But you know what? Come third year, na-realize ko, sa klase lang ako sikat. Gusto ko sa buong campus, sikat ako. Tapos nakita ko, sa UE to ah, nakita ko yung mga varsity, may malalaking bag. Tapos naglalakad, nakatingkaya daw, gano'n, no? Yung mga varsity ba sa school nyo, gano'n, ang gano'ng lakad? Nalaki ng bag, di ba? Kala mo, refrigerator yung dala eh. Sabi ko, uy, okay yun ah. Tapos nakita ko, yung mga tao sa paligid namin, nagkukwentuhan. Ito yung titiging player, titiging player. Sabi ko, gusto ko maging player. So, ang ginawa ko, naging player ako, nag-tryout ako, natanggap ako. So, sumikat ako sa campus namin. So, kinibigan ko yung matalino, kinibigan ko yung magaganda. Tapos, player pa ako, so kinibigan ko yung mga sikat. And some of us here, how many of you can relate? Na naghahanap ka ng mga kaibigan na, alam mo yun? Siguro para hindi sumikat, pero gusto mo lang ma-enjoy yung high school life mo. How many of you can relate with that? And that's perfectly normal, alright? Don't feel bad. Okay, because you wanna enjoy your life. And you know, tayo, mga estudyante, may iba-iba tayong standards. Kung sino yung mga best na pwede natin gusto samahan. Yung basta gusto nyo matalino, gusto nyo sporty, gusto nyo iba, inglesera, para konyo ako nyari. Iba sa inyo, gusto nyo tahimik lang kasi gusto mo nagbabasa ka lang. Iba sa inyo, pasaway para sikat ka talaga sa campus. Some of us here, meron tayong standards kung ano yung mga best na gusto natin. Pero my question is, ito yung tanong ko sa inyo. Listen, how do you know yung kaibigan, yung grupo na sinasamahan nyo ngayon, yun talaga yung best? How do you know that the people that you allow to be part of your life, they're all best? Paano nyo malalaman? Now, let me ask you a question. And I want you to answer me if it's yes or no. How many of you here, ito yung filter. Ito yung standard para malaman mo yung tao na sinasamahan mo, yung grupong sinasamahan mo, sila talaga yung best. Alright? Now, listen to me. How many of you here, meron kayong vision sa buhay nyo? Meron kayong vision. Gusto mo, ganito ka, ganito ka mangyayari sa'yo, pupunta ka sa Europe, magka-cruise ka. How many of you meron kayong vision na gano'n sa buhay ninyo? Taas nyo kamay nyo! Yan! Diba? How many of you here, meron kayong dream sa buhay nyo na magiging engineer ako, magiging arkitekto ko, gagawin ko yung mga building, hindi lang sa Manila, dun sa Paris, gagawin ko yan. Sino rito meron kayong mga ganon? Accountant ka? Meron kayong dream na ganon? Alright! Iba sa inyo, ayaw magtaas ng kamay, wala kayong dreams? Alam nyo, pag merong sa mga ganitong usapan, sa ganitong mga like talk like this, yung speaker, kaya pinapataas yung kamay, alam nyo yung reason doon? Para matuyo, kasi pinapawisan pag nakaganan. Di ba? Para matuyo, kaya pinapataas ko yung kamay. Kawawa naman yung katabi nyo. So that's just my excuse. Now, how many of you here, alright, balik tayo. Iba sa inyo, uy, nasa ko muna. Now, how many of you here, sinasabi nyo, gusto nyo na magandang pamilya one day. Anak nyo, ginagalang kayo. Yung asawa mo, mahal na mahal mo rin siya. Di ba? Happy together, di ba? You want that, right? Wow. How many of you here, last question, how many of you here, sinasabi nyo, mahal nyo yung magulang ninyo? Great, majority of us. Now, ito yung filter. Ito yung standards para masabi nyo, yung kaibigan nyo, yung kasama nyo ngayon, sila talaga yung the best. Are the people that you're hanging out with, listen, are the people that you are hanging out with, nakaka-contribute ba sila sa vision, sa dreams na gusto mo sa buhay? If you said yes, you're in the right company. But if you said no, I'm not assuming all of us here are saying yes. If you said no, then tingnan mo sino yung mga kaibigan mo. Tingnan mo sino yung mga grupong kasama mo. Yung values ba nung kaibigan mo, ino-honor ba nila yung mga magulang nila? You see, the people Listen, the people that we hang out with, the people that we allow to be part of our lives, alam mo nangyayari doon? They have a direct influence on what we do. Kahit di natin aminin, meron silang direktang impluensya sa buhay natin at sa kung anong ginagawa natin. And whether we like it or not, kapag nagpa-impluensya tayo sa kanila, we are all in the losing end. And you know what? What's sad? A lot of us here, maybe some of us here, we have friends. Yung impluensya nila, mas mabigat pa kaysa sa impluensya ng magulang nila. Isn't it true sometimes that the influence of our friends have more weight than the influence of our parents? Kaya ka nga nag-cut ng class eh, kasi pinakinggan mo yung kaibigan mo kaysa yung nanay mo. Isn't it true that sometimes the influence of our friends have more weight than the influence of our parents? Kaya ka nga namumroblema sa boyfriend mo eh, kasi hindi mo pinakinggan yung nanay mo. Nag-boyfriend ka pa naman, hindi marunong magdasal. Gusto mo po, paano po nagka-problema kayo? Papugian lang? Kaya ka naman problema ngayon kasi mas may impluensya yung kaibigan mo sa'yo kesa yung nanay mo sa'yo. And you know, sometimes, mas may impluensya pa yung kaibigan mo kesa yung teacher mo. Kaya ka nga 4 na taon sa high school eh. Sa first year high school kasi pinakikinggan mo yung kaibigan mo kesa yung teacher mo eh. Kaya nga 5 school na inapuntahan mo eh. Kasi mas pinakikinggan mo yung kaibigan mo kesa sa yung teacher mo. And sometimes, we take that for granted. It's so sad. But come to think of it, sino ba yung talo dito? Ikaw. Tayo. Tayong lahat. And you know, I'm sorry to say this, but some of you here, the people that you are in your life, yung buhay, yung mga tao sa buhay nyo, they're not really the best people. Sorry, pero yung mga kaibigan nyo ngayon, hindi talaga sila yon. What you think is the best may not exactly be the best. Now, how many of you here, you want the best? You know what? The only person who can guarantee the best is God Himself. You look to God, you look for God, and He can guarantee the best for you. Now, if you are looking for a group, you look for a group that will lead you towards God. And that is the best group that you can be part of. That is the best group that you can belong to. Yun yung best group na pwede mong samahan at alam mo, you're gonna be in good hands. You know what? When you look at the Bible, God is very particular sa mga taong sinasamahan natin. God is very concerned with the people that we hang out with. God is very much concerned with the people that we allow to be part of our lives. Concerned si God dyan. In fact, I want to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 30-34. And I want to read this to all of you here. I posted this yesterday in my Facebook. And this is a shout out for every student in this place. And can we read this all together? Can you do that? Okay, all lines on the screen. Let's say this all together. Kasi hindi kayo nakikinig yung iba dun eh. Let's okay. Let's do this. 1, 2, 3, go. Do not be ulitin natin sa una naman. Sabi sa Bible, do not be misled. Sa Tagalog, huwag kang magpapaulul. Huwag kang magpapakatanga o magpapakalinlang. Huwag kang magpapakabobo. The people that you're hanging out with, they are misleading you. I'm not saying all of us here, yung kaibigan natin, minimislead tayo. Tanungin mo yung sarili mo, meron ba ako sa buhay ko na kaibigan or grupo na nakasama ko na minimislead ako? God is very much concerned to the people that we hang out with. And you know, let me give you a background kung ano nangyayari dito. Actually, yung nangyayari dito, sinasabihan ni Paul yung mga Corinthians. Sabi niya, huwag kayong magpapaniwala sa mga tao, sa mga grupo nagpapanggap. Kasi may mga tao, during that time, the people in Corinth was being misled. Sinasabi nila, itong mga tao na to, itong grupo na to, hindi totoo si Jesus Christ. Hindi totoo yung resurrection. Hindi totoo yung ginagawa niya. Your faith is not real. It's fake. So yun yung sinasabi. Dinidiscredit nila kung sino si God. And that's why Paul made the conclusion. Sabi niya, do not be misled. Huwag niyong paniwalaan itong mga grupo na to. Because these people are discrediting the works of God, the power of God, with their lifestyle, with their words, and with their work. Yun yung mga ginagawa nila. And you know what? Going back today, if I believe kung buhay si Paul, alam mo na sabihin ni Paul sa atin, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Huwag kayong magpapaloko. Bad company corrupts good character. Meron kayong mga kaibigan, meron kayong grupong sinasamahan na nagpapanggap lang na okay, pero minimislead ka ng mga taong yan. I believe what Paul is trying to say is the very heart of God to young people today. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. And you know, the question that I want to throw to every one of us here is this. Who are you hanging out with? Are they leading you towards God? Are they leading you towards loving God? Are they leading you towards knowing God? Or they are pulling you away from God? You know, when we try to look up the lifestyle ng mga taong kasama natin, anong lifestyle meron sila? Party-party? Party-party? Tiks-tiks-tiks. Ano ba yun? Tiks-tiks-tiks-tiks. Yung ba yung lifestyle ng mga kaibigan natin? Yung ba yung lifestyle ng mga barkada natin? Yung ba yung lifestyle ng grupo natin? Pagkatapos, you know, I realize after the party, pag-uwi mo, pagod ka, nahihilo ka, nagsusuka ka, kinabukasan may problema ko rin. Parehas lang eh. Ano yung lifestyle ng mga kaibigan mo? Ano lumalabas sa bibig ng mga kasama mo? Mura? Curses? Discouragement? Ano lumalabas? Yung mga kaibigan na sinasamahan nyo? Or, anong values ng grupo na sinasamahan nyo? Yung values ba nila, igalang yung magulang? Or yung values nila, i-disrespect yung magulang? Yung values ba nila, igalang yung babae? O yung values nila, mambasos ng babae? Sige, tol, ligawan mo na yan! Ligawan mo na! Yung ba yung grupo mo nasabihin, sige na, oh, ikaw naman yung manok namin, ginawa ka pang manok. Sige na, ligawan mo na yan! Eh, gusto mo, pausukan kita para tumapang ka? Yung ba yung values ng mga kasama mo, yung mga kaibigan mo? Listen, we have to ask ourselves, ano ba yung values ng mga tao sinasamahan natin? Listen, if we are to evaluate our lives, and if the people that we hang out with have a direct influence on what we do, have direct influence kung ano yung magiging future natin, isn't it wise to think it over? Kung sino yung mga sinasamahan natin? Isn't it wise na kailangan natin pag-isipan kung sino yung mga kailangan nating maging part ng buhay natin? You know what? As much as I want to choose my own group according to my preference. Hindi ko kayang gawin yun. Because if you will ask me, ano ba yung preferred mga friends o grupo mo, Pastor Dan? Well, gusto ko yung sporty, gusto ko yung magaling mag-basketball, gusto ko yung mukha-mukhang siga, gusto ko yung mga hindi mahilig magbasa ng libro, gusto ko yung palaging pinagpapa... Ganun yung mga gusto kong kaibigan. But you know what? I have to say no with those people if they can't lead me towards loving God. And I want to show you this picture and just to show you something is very important. These are my friends. Okay, maybe hindi nyo kilala to. Puro bata pa kami dito. On the left, that's Pastor Joseph. Okay, you know Pastor Joseph who preached here? Siya yung ngayong executive director ng Livebox. On the middle, that's Pastor Patrick. Okay, on the right side, that's J.A., one of the video editors at Every Nation Productions. And that's me, yung nakasombrero. Tatago. But you know what? I never imagined that I would be friends with these people. Si Pastor Joe, hilig magbasa niyan. Ito mo, may libro palagi. O kaya nga, kapal na salamin niya na hilig magbasa eh. There's no way I wanna be friends with this guy. Si Pastor Patrick, ay hilig mag-PlayStation yan. Palaging geek yan sa computer palagi. Si J.A., ito mo, tisoy. Hindi mo kang pinapawisan. Palagi nasa loob ng bahay. I don't wanna be friends with this guy. If you will ask me, no, honestly, if you are gonna ask me, are these the friends I wanna be with? No. But you know what? I made a decision to be friends with this guy. You know why? Because these people can lead me towards loving God. You see, it's no longer your preference. It's no longer what you think is right, what's best. When you choose a friend or a group, make sure those group will lead you towards loving God. Because if you don't choose a group or a group set of friends or a group of people that your life will be part of, na hindi kayo lead kay God, you're gonna end up somewhere. And you don't want to be that kind of person that ending up somewhere. Choose a group or be part of a group that will lead you to love God. And I want to read in Proverbs 12:26, and have two versions with this. Sabi rito, a righteous man is cautious in friendship. That's the Bible. A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. Yung tao raw nag-iisip, yung tao raw na mayroong relationship kay God, yung tao daw na may future, yung tao daw na may dreams, yung tao daw na may vision, yung tao daw na may gusto, may pangarap sa buhay, they're cautious with the friends that they allow to be part of their lives. Cautious sila because they know the way of the wicked leads them astray. Now, let me read to you the other translation. NIRV. New International Reader's Version. Sabi rito, godly people are careful about the friends they choose. Hindi ka lang basta-basta nakikipagkaibigan, hindi ka lang basta-basta nakikihangout, hindi ka lang basta-basta nakikipag-appear-appear dyan, hindi ka lang basta-basta ganun. Are we saying, are we being exclusive? No, no, no. We're not saying that. What we're saying here is, you are just being careful kung sino yung mga tao na inaalaw mo para ma-impluensyahan ka. Because the people that you allowed in your life have the direct influence on what you do and your future is gonna be. But the way of the sinners leads them down the wrong path. You see, if you are not with the people of God, then you are against the people of God. Ganun lang yun. It's either left or right. It's either black or white. It's either you're in or you're out. There's no middle ground here. It's either you are part of the group of a group that leads you towards loving God, or either you're part of a group towards hating God. It's that simple. There's no middle ground. And I want to go back in 1 Corinthians 15. Sabi rito, verse 34, sabi rito, let's go on to verse 34. Says here, come back to your senses as you ought. Mag-isip-isip ka, sabi ni Paul. Isipin nyo. Bumalik ka sa senses nyo. You know what? Every person in this place, I believe you have a destiny. God has a great plan for you. But because you have allowed some people in your life to influence you, you are being sidetracked. Sayang. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. Sabi ni Paul, nakakaya yung ginagawa nyo. May purpose ka kay God, may plano si God sa buhay mo. But because pinili mo yung mga kaibigan mo na alam mo namang hindi kayo tituro kay God, ano nangyayari sa'yo ngayon? Come back to God. Go to God. Find those people. You know, as I close, I want you to imagine this with me. Imagine mo, wouldn't it be nice to have high grades sa school? Wouldn't be nice na hindi ka makikiusap sa teacher mo, sana ipasa ka. Hindi ka naiiyak sa teacher mo para ipumasa ka. O hindi ka na maiinis sa teacher mo, teacher ko talaga na to, hindi mo nagtuto, sa babagsak ako. Wouldn't be nice na mataas yung grades mo? Wouldn't be nice na okay relationship mo sa parents mo? Na hindi ka nagsisigawan, hindi naiinis yung nanay mo sa'yo kasi bagsak-bagsak ka? Wouldn't be nice na okay relationship mo sa parents mo, nag-uusap kayo? Like friends, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice that your life is an encouragement to people? Wouldn't it be nice na yung buhay mo, pag tinignan ng tao, wow, ang ganda ng buhay mo. Hindi yung buhay mo ngayon. Pag nakita ka ng tao, gusto magmura. Pag nakita ba ng tao yung buhay mo, gusto ba nilang magmura o nai-encourage sila? Wouldn't it be nice na yung buhay mo, encouragement sa tao? Wouldn't it be nice? Diba? Guess what? You can make a decision today. You know what's a decision? Be part of a group that will lead you towards loving God. It's your decision. It can start today. It can start now.